This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome Brevard Cooling and Heating Incorporated as corporate sponsors of the radio ministries of WMIE, available at 321-757-9008. Brevard Cooling and Heating services all types of air conditioners from MIMS in Titusville all the way down to Palm Bay, Barefoot Bay, Satellite Beach, and all points in between. Brevard Cooling and Heating, 321-757-9008. Once again, 757-9008 for Brevard Cooling and Heating.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you, friends, for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. If you're on your way to work, 7 in the morning, God bless. Hope you have a wonderful day. Maybe you've tuned in at lunchtime at 11:45 a.m., or else maybe you've tuned in at night, too, at 8:45 p.m. Hope you've had a great day. Here to brighten up your day with the Word of God, with an infusion of truth for 15 minutes. We're about to hear part two now of this message I just preached a couple days ago at Island Community Church. Now, Island is a church that I pastor. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We meet Sunday evenings now at 6 o'clock. And we meet tonight, 6 o'clock. We're in the book of Acts, chapter 19. That's where we're picking it up. Here it is. It's Wednesday night, March the 23rd. We're going to be meeting tonight, 6 to 7, for Acts chapter 19. Love to see you. Once again, 1000 North Banana River Drive. For more info, you can contact me, Paul, at WMIEFM.com. Part two of the sermon before and after. To look at our standing, B.C. and A.C., that is before Christ and after Christ. And it's a condemning picture, as it should. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And yet Paul again says, as he teaches truth, the wages of sin is death. But there's a but there, and that is but the gift of God is eternal life. This is the look of before and after. You're standing before God, and then you're standing after you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. This is part two. This is what we're going to look at now. The benefits here, and you're standing here in Christ after you've called on the name of the Lord to be saved. So this is part two. Love to see you tonight at Island for Bible study, and let's get right into the Word now.
Whether you've been cremated, or whether or not you went down with the Titanic, or whether or not you're in Hades awaiting this dreadful day, there's no escaping this. Hades is a green room in which you don't want to be in. Does everyone here know what a green room is? In show business, it's a holding place until it's your turn. The TVs and radio have them. Until it's your turn. Hades is a giant green room. A green room in which you don't want to be. Imagine that. Since time under everlasting, waiting in this green room, waiting until it's their turn. All the pharaohs of Egypt, all the wicked kings, all of those people without Christ throughout the centuries that have caused all the hurt that people have endured for centuries. Nero is in there, who fed Christians to the lions, waiting in the green room.
Suicide didn't save him from this. He's still
in the green room waiting. All those evil people, all big and bad, killed innocent people with no recourse. Let me tell you,
recourse is coming.
Everyone before Christ, or who died without Christ, stands condemned. That's the point I'm trying to say. Without Christ, you stand before him condemned. You haven't been judged yet, but you will be coming up. And you can't run from it or hide. Quite a picture. You could add to this list broken as well as lost if you wanted to. That's your picture before Christ. That's your standing before Christ. Like the old television show, this is your life. Now, the great promise is this does not have to be your life. As any good sermon, you stand before him condemned. Now God throws you a life preserver. This doesn't have to be your life. You can change this. You can change your standing today. You can change the course of your life today, right here and now. We're going to do this backward here. First, I'm going to show you how to do it. Then we'll look at the after for this person who does what God instructs him. A prison guard one day walked up the Apostle Paul and asked him a question. He says, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" Simple enough question, right? Followed with a simple enough answer. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. You and your household. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and your entire household will be saved as they hear the good news. And believe that message as well. The most famous verse in all the Bible says this: "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life." Hey, forgive me for preaching the gospel here this morning. Thank you. One laugh. Hello. This is what I'm here for, right? I'm showing you, and maybe those who are hearing it on the radio, maybe you think I'm preaching to the choir, or I've heard all this. This is my job here. I'm showing you your condition without God and giving you the opportunity to change that today before you walk out the doors or before you shut the radio off. This doesn't have to be your permanent condition. You can change it. And it's simple. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ and change this. Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. End of sentence. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. I'm sorry. Righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Verse 13, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You don't have to jump through hoops like the thief on the cross. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as a result of your confession of faith, now for the perks. This is your condition afterwards. As a result of you receiving Jesus Christ, now this is what describes you. Number one on this list, you are forgiven. Hallelujah. Of all your sins, of all the bad you've ever done, done. You're forgiven. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, then we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Don't kid yourself. If we confess our sins, God is, number one, faithful. Forget old faithful geyser. God is truly faithful. Let God be true and every man a liar. Number two, God is just, that is righteous. God is righteous. The blood of Christ is a serious thing, and God honors that. The blood of God's Son, which flowed from him on the cross, pays the price for all the sins you've ever committed in your life. Now, maybe you can't remember them all. Let me tell you this. The Holy Spirit of God, at different times in your life, will show you the sins that you've committed so that you can repent of them. Anyone here know what I'm talking about? Has the Holy Spirit shown you something you did 5 or 10 years ago? And then when he shows it to you, you immediately repent of it and move on. It's as simple as that. Remember, it's conditional. If you confess, then he's faithful, means he'll do it every time, and he's just. Psalm 103:12. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. Do you fear God? Do you fear the green room as your next place of destiny? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and stand forgiven. Now Jeremiah 31:33 says this. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law on their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God. They will be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they all will know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sins. I will remember no more. You know, I've learned there's only one condition that God suffers from. You know what that is? Amnesia. That's it. Amnesia. What a thing. I wish all of you could suffer from it too. But no, you remember what Betty did to you in 1971. But God doesn't remember. Isn't that funny? I always like to say, used to say here, you know, my wife would ask me to do something and I'd forget 10 minutes later. Take out the trash. I forgot. Did you do this? I forgot. Did you do this? I forgot. Did you do this? I forgot. We ought to treat hurts from someone else the same way as your husband or wife's to-do list. I forgot. Really? God has amnesia over your sins. You and I should have it too. Matthew 6:14 says this. It says, if ye forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. God having amnesia with your sins is conditional.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD.